Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, we will get to They Said It in about 20 minutes or so at 7:45. We had some pretty legit regular weekly guests on the old WAAF show, but whether it was Bubs Edelman or Matt Light or Adam Oates or Theo Epstein, I will say that our next guest was probably the best during the season or two that he did it. Joining us now, the great Kevin Millar. Kevin Millar, good morning.
Boy, the great. That was too nice. I've never been called the great. That was Manny and David. They were great.
How you doing?
I was just like the guy in the corner with the bad body, shaped like a pear.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'll tell you one thing. It's early here in Texas. We're outside of Austin here, and I'm like, yeah. 7:20 Eastern time. I forgot about that part of it. So this is 6:20. Texas time, which they call Central time. I get confused. I say snake time when I'm doing the show.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early to come on. And currently, you've been talking about it. I've seen you here and there talking about it. This Red Sox team is a disaster.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because let's be honest, they haven't won a whole lot of games the last few years, and you kind of felt this year coming in. Garrett Crochet is way better than everybody thought, right? Big boy, looks the part, great guy. Obviously, a late Alex Bregman sign. Probably got a little confusing for Rafi Devers, you know, who knows how that's handled. You're okay to get your feelings hurt. You're okay to kind of like, what happened? And it came late. But, you know, you go through the whole process of then Tristan Casas goes down. Now everybody's looking at Devers to go give him a glove, and then he's not exactly proactive on that. And now there's like, I guess the whole situation is that we handle a lot of stuff inside behind the scenes, right? We dealt with Manny stuff, right? There was a series he didn't show up for the Yankees. I mean, lock in on that for a second. He didn't come to the game. So this is way bigger than not, oh, well, you know, Rafi doesn't want to play defense or whatever the situation might be, but so we've dealt with this stuff, but a lot of that's done eyeball to eyeball, man to man. I'm sorry. There's too much tickle bunny going around here now. Everybody wants to play tickle bunny, and they fear the contracts, and Albright walks around on pins and needles. I'm sorry. I run a ship different. It's man to man, eyeball to eyeball. We got all – who goes up to anybody and says, hey, dude, will you go play XYZ? When, by the way? You guarantee money, and I'm not throwing all this on Rafi. Let's be honest. Without him in that lineup, who knows how many wins they would have. So the point to this whole equation is this is a team. That name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the name on the back, trust me. And then when everybody's going to be done, Cal Ripken retired, Mark McGwire retired, Sammy Sosa retired, 98. You thought if they retired, the game was over. But you, trust me, you will be our age. You'll be at the game. You'll be walking around. The only thing you have is that integrity to say, hey, dude, this guy was a good teammate or that was a good dude, or whatever that is. And so I just think that needs to be handled internally. There needs to be dudes to step up, whatever that situation might be. I'm not on this team. I'm just talking about from an outsider. I come around the guys. I like the guys. And you know as well as I know, I mean, Rafi Devers is one of the nicest, I want to say kids, because he's still a kid. So teach him. So teach whoever, whatever we need to do. We can't win run-one games. And now, of course, are their days. They're on – is it a manager thing? Whatever it is, just shave your head. Well, shave your head, pull your pants up, go no batting gloves, and let's go.
Is it? Is that Alex Cora's fault? Has Alex Cora mismanaged that particular relationship and that whole scenario?
No, I don't think Alex Cora's fault. I don't know. There's not a fault there. It's like what you as a field manager, you're only given what you know. You only got so much. You don't have the checkbook. So he's got a lot of young guys. You go through a couple injuries. The Braves are going through it right now. You're going to blame Snicker on the Braves. You know, they lose everybody, and they're sitting down here, and they start off 0-7, and you're like, well, what happens? But at some point, you've seen teams get hot, too, now. You know, the Minnesota Twins, they look like they were out and out and out. Well, then they go up and reel off whatever it was, 12 in a row. The Cardinals out of nowhere. Now it's the Brewers out of nowhere. So it's time for the Red Sox to come out of nowhere, right? It's just – I think everybody's been waiting for that. And Bregman's injury, let's be honest, that hurts.
Yeah.
Because that sign was wonderful for this team. He's a ball player. He's a winner. He's tough. You know, former LSU shortstop, could play everywhere. No one knew where he was going to play when he came in. Comes right in, but he helps guys. He's smart. So that hurts. So now we got to sit here, and everybody's sitting here, you know, let's bring up all the young guys, and Meyer and Roman Anthony. And we're still talking young guys, and they're great players, you know? Christian Campbell's going to be a great player. Gets off to a great start. Everybody thinks he's going to hit 330, right? Then he goes through his little stuff. It's the big leagues. So I don't know whose fault it is, but I know one thing. We went through it. Every team goes through it. There is a boys club factor behind the scenes, fisheye to fisheye. And what I mean by that is eye contact to eye contact. And somebody's got to look somebody in the eye. And it's uncomfortable at times. Yeah. It's okay.
But sometimes
we walk around on pins and needles too much. And no one wants to talk about anything that's uncomfortable, like the elephant in the room. And that's the way, I mean, like I told you, I wasn't a very good player, but at some point you got to lead. And whoever that is, somebody's got to lead.
But Kevin, you're from a different era of baseball where maybe that happened. You could handle players differently. I feel like this era of younger athletes or that play.
Well, it's the same with you when you played in the NFL.
Yeah,
it was the exact same thing.
Right. I understand that I'm from that era and things can't get done that way. And I think like Kevin wants it to be done that way. I put this on Alex Cora as a guy who is the manager of these egos, has to sit down way before the season with a superstar and get him to understand, here's what we're doing with Bregman and here's the role we want you to play.
Yes, it's an organization. For that situation, 1,000%. What's the number one thing in a relationship? You can be married or girlfriend. Communication, right? It's not that hard. Why is everybody scared to communicate, whether it's the truth? I used to go in the field and Terry Francona's office. Why are you taking me out for defense in the seventh inning? Hey, I could walk out of that meeting mad and not getting what I want to hear, but man to man, they tell me, hey, dude, because you're not as good defensively at this point in the game, blah, blah, blah. They give me the reason. I walk out like a man. But you say this era, why has it changed? When did we get softer than the hummus? Was it because of devices?
No, because
why is because everybody, you walk in a locker room now and everybody's trying to get many likes on Instagram and, hey, dude, go get good at baseball. You're going to be famous. Everybody wants to be famous before they're good. We know these guys before they even put up numbers.
Well, Kevin,
so
I think,
why has it changed?
Because, Kevin, I think you just said it. It's the lack of honesty. These managers, coaches, front office people, they're not honest with some players in today's game. Just like they said, hey, you weren't good enough to play the field. When I was coming up in football, it was Parcells and Belichick. They were honest, and I don't think that a lot of these front office people or even managers are honest to these athletes at times.
I think Alex Cora is great. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've showered with Alex Cora. I've played with Alex Cora. He's a great baseball man. I think your hands get tied this day and age as a manager. I don't think, unless you've walked in his shoes, no one can seriously say this on Alex Cora. What's on Alex Cora? Because Rafi Devers is going to play first base? Is that what we're saying? Or is it because that Giolito gave up, you know, 6 runs yesterday in the first inning? So that's why it's easy to say, that it's on Al's court. It's not on Al's court. This is a bigger deal. To me, it's a player thing. It's a player thing.
No.
You can't go up. Why is it up to Alex to go up to? What about you going up to him? Do you think Manny Ramirez, you think Terry Francona chased Manny Ramirez down to the Four Seasons when he didn't show up? No, dude. Trot Nixon wanted to eat his face off. You know what I'm saying?
Lou Merlone was talking about, when you talk about this generation of players, he was saying yesterday that these guys are no longer sat in the minors when they make a mistake, and so they don't learn a lesson. Like, do you feel like the way players are brought up is different?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes. Everything you're saying is true, but I think everybody's catered to. There's so much. And I don't know if the power has gone so far on the other side, the analytical side, that everybody walks around like robots. There's no more eye test. There's no more like, dude. Like, we shaved our heads. We were down 0-2 to the, this is an 0-3 to the A's, right? We shaved our heads. Theo Epstein shaved his head. He had no choice. I have the Clippers. Whoa. Grady Little. Whoa. That's what you did. It wasn't because we did it for looks. We all look like a bunch of sperms on the plane.
But Kevin, the Devers situation aside, is Alex Cora, because all we hear is that he's a great players manager. I've never been on a MLB team. I've never been inside of a clubhouse. How much of a message between Alex Cora and the players, like, what is that relationship like? How much does he actually control out there on the field? Is it more on the players that they're losing these games by one run, or is it on Alex Cora?
Well, I think we as players, and I always said this when I was a player, it's my job. If I played bad, that's not Terry Francona's job, right? The accountability is a huge word. Look in the mirror when you brush your teeth. Don't look down when you brush your teeth. I think there's some insecurities around. I think everybody's worried about losing their job. I think we lose the sight on this is the show. This is the big leagues. Have as much fun as you can. Bust your butt. Play like Jaren Duran does. Respect 90 feet. So those things are players' situations. Alex is there just to check the lineup. You got a bench coach, Vasquez. You got a pitching coach. But honest to God, like, I always joked around with Terry, keep him out of the game. We have a chance to win the game. What X's and O's does a manager really bring in the game baseball until the 7th, 8th, and 9th, which are bullpen, maybe bringing in this guy. But once again, if he throws an 0-2 curveball and someone puts it over the monster, whose fault is that? It's the pitcher's fault for not executing an 0-2 pitch. So I just think sometimes we get heat. And I get it. If you lose a clubhouse as a manager, that's different. I've been on teams we lost clubhouses. That manager's got to go. But this is bigger than Al's core, guys. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. And it's not all Rafi Devers either. He doesn't get all the heat. I just think it's bigger. and I don't know what.
Kevin, I would love your thoughts on the ways in which this organization is now run, relying almost exclusively on the analytics. So you mentioned Crochet. A couple weeks ago, the Sox had a must-win game. Their bullpen was totally and completely taxed, and they took Crochet out after 85 pitches because Craig Breslow's equation said that he couldn't pitch more than 85 pitches that night. Where do you stand on that, and do you think that the manager should have a bigger role to have a feel in the game as opposed to relying on numbers?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of any of that stuff. So give me information. I want information. Thank you very much. And then I'm going to make my moves the way my eyes tell me. Gut feeling is part of this game. Eyeballs are everything in this game. Dudes, gamers, all of those lingos that we've heard are all part of this game, right? Going out and having cocktails after a game and talking the game is part of this game. Unfortunately, now it's different, right? We have go up to your hotel room and order chicken fingers and play video games. That's now the game. I don't know. I played like 20 years ago. It feels like it was five. I love the game. I'm still in the game. I work for Major League Baseball. This is the game that I only know. This analytics stuff, equations, the way they talk, doesn't even make sense to me. We're not robots. Baseball is dig in, grab your privates, look that guy in the eye on the mound. You're facing Roger Clemens. He's 6'5". He's got 7 Cy Youngs, and I'm undrafted. What in the hell am I doing in the batter's box unless I create to my head that it's a freaking attitude? It's me versus you, pimp, and let's roll. That's all it is. It's a mindset.
Well, the
it's
other
not
thing,
like, oh, my God, Kevin can't run. He can't throw. He can't field. He can't hit. He's undrafted, and he signed from the St. Paul Saints. You know what? 12 years later, there's a ring. Next question.
Well, okay, big dog.
The 04 team, Kevin, was the definition of everything that you couldn't quantify getting you to a championship.
Oh, well, they were actually having the cocktails before the game,
right?
Sometimes.
I mean, why not?
Kevin.
When in Rome.
Whatever it takes, right? That's how you have to start that culture in camp, and that's why you got to sign dudes in the Boston area that are dudes. There's makeup. I'm sorry. Is that in the analytics? This guy's makeup is. There's too much. I just think there's too much. It's going to come back to the. You start seeing Bochy's back in the game. They win the World Series in 2022. He gets. Brings in Brett Boone, a guy that, I'm a baseball player. I remember, they actually were in town when I was there. And, Jock Peterson was hitting like 050. And Boone's like, what are you doing, dude? Are you ready to be Jock Peterson? And he started, this, that. Stop. Just go hit. And I think Jock got a couple hits that day, whatever. But it's got to come back. That needle's got to come back at some point, or we're just sitting here, managing some robots like, oh, well, he can't face lefties, he can't face righties, he can't face lefties, and okay, 85 pitches it is.
Speaking of that 2004 team, you're doing an event where that team will be celebrated. It is a 2004 Boston Red Sox World Champions Cruise with you and the guys here in Boston, correct?
Correct. City Cruises. It's an experience. A buddy of mine, Mike Flasky, ran a bunch of these celebrity golf events. Now he's working for a Hornblower. Came up with this idea. I'm like, I love experiences, right? It's like going to a concert. You get on stage. That's an experience. Or a little acoustic show. That's an experience. You get on the field for the batting practice. That's an experience. So this is going to be fun. We're going to have Derek Lowe and Orlando Cabrera. Father's Day, telling stories. Cozy. Couple hours around the harbor, a couple cocktails, and just, have fun, man. So the experience part of it, I said, yes, I'm in. And City Cruise done such a great job of putting this thing together, and this will be the first one. So if it stinks, I apologize to everybody. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to get a mic and have some fun. And if Derek Lowe has some cocktails, his shirt might end up off. You never know.
I am just fascinated, Kevin, the story that you just had about Manny. What's the craziest Manny story that maybe the audience doesn't know?
Is this after dark now? Or are we at 4 in the morning? Now, listen, Manny Ramirez, real quick, though, he was a genius in that box. There were times we landed in Seattle and he didn't know where we were. You could say Pittsburgh or you could say Seattle. That's okay. But I'll tell you one thing. He would watch the bullpen arms in the video room, I'm trying to say, because the starters would always be on the TV, and he always knew what they had. If CeCe Sabathia was pitching, he knew what he had. But he was so fascinating because he would watch the seventh, eighth, and ninth guys face, you know, similar right-handed hitters, and it was remarkable. But I know that's not the story you wanted to hear. You'd rather hear something like that was weird. But I'm just telling you, Mayor Ramirez was one of the smartest. You don't drive in 160 runs in this game without being educated in that batter's box. A great, great, great teammate back then as far as hitting, teaching, talking, and understanding. And make David Ortiz a Hall of Famer. Think about it. Dave was non-tendered. I was non-tendered. Me and David followed Manny around everywhere he went. David went to a Hall of Fame, and here I am with a headset on, still talking baseball, yelling up at people.
Yeah, Manny, my favorite player, Kevin. Question for me, you said you work for Major League Baseball. I was upset about the Pete Rose situation when Manfred came out and said he's going to lift the suspension after his death. I was always a fan of Pete Rose and thought he should have been in the Hall of Fame, especially when he got into his 80s and he was still alive. How do you feel about that situation? Should he have been able to be in the Hall of Fame when he was alive with us?
1,000%. This guy, everybody wanted to be Pete Rose. He has his own slide, for Christ's sakes. Your dad, my dad, everybody's grandpa. It doesn't matter. Pete Rose was a name, 4,200 hits over that. Most hits in baseball. I always said the Hall of Fame's a museum, man. It really is. It's a museum. You want to take your kids there. Pete Rose has to be in the Hall of Fame. What he did, got it. I get it. I mean, people do time, commit crimes and do time, and they're out. This guy, whatever it was, and I know the commissioner was on his side, but sometimes there's a lot more to it than you and I know, what goes on, what's going on. But at the end of the day, man, I was happy that it's happened. It's sad that he wasn't alive to see it, because Pete Rose was, if you've been around Pete Rose, you knew Pete Rose. There's some, let me just be honest, he knew he was a gangster. And it was awesome to hear him talk, because I remember we did a signing in Cooperstown one time. It was me and Mike Law with the Marlins were playing that game, and his line was all the way around the building. I think we had two people. People didn't even know who the Marlins were. And he's like, hey, man, hey, Kevin, how many hits you get last year? I'm like, I don't know, 140, 50, I have no idea. And he's like, yeah, you're only about 4,000 behind me. I'm like, yes.
Well, listen, it's great. Great to hear your voice, and I appreciate you taking the time. And June 15th is the cruise, and Curtis, you got to be there. Savant to Savant.
Oh, I can't
2004
wait.
Cruise with Kevin Millar.
Let's
and the
go.
Guys.
Love it.
All right. It's great. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right.
All right, boys. See you guys.
Okay. That is the great Kevin
Millar. I'm going to use that.
I'll let him go.
8 years undrafted from Georgia, championship ring. Suck on that.
Right, he's the best.
He's a good
dude. And he can go all morning. We will be back with They Said It next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.